Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ďakujem.
Pesenie po Monsignor Rabe. Who has the same name for Francis. Thank you for the President of the Academy. That is really his words are not a laudatio, ma panegirico.
Ďakujem veľmi pekne pánu predsedovi Akadémie vied. Jeho slova laudácia boli nie len laudácia.
Because the majority of these awareness are automatic if you are the chancellor of the academy.
V podstate určité veci, keď pôsobíte ako kancelár, prichádzajú automaticky, takže je to aj v mojom prípade.
I am very happy to be with you here.
Som veľmi rád, že som tu spoločne s vami.
And I am very grateful for this award and this doctorate.
Som veľmi vďačný za toto ocenenie.
I really admire my church, the Catholic Church, because in some time understand that the truth is not only the truth that is present in the gospel, that is, we say, revealed truth.
Som veľmi rád, že som súčasťou katolíckej cirkvi, pretože keď hovoríme o pravde, tak hovoríme nie len o pravde evanjelia, je to skutočná, reálna pravda.
But follow the idea of the apostles, and in the end, our Lord Jesus Christ followed this idea, and clearly in the apostle Paul, especially in his speech to the witness of Athens.
Je to vlastne myšlienka apoštolov, myšlienka, ktorú predniesol Ježiš Kristus. Je to myšlienka, ktorá sa odzrkadlovala aj v reči svätého apoštola Pavla a Benčana.
When some Paul take the substantial ideas of the reason to say you are reason when you say that the humans are of the nature of God, and it's true that this is because the humans can have an relation with God, and after say, of course, this God was incarnate in Jesus Christ. But for the first part, it's the same idea that we can synthesize in the philosophy, in the philosophy Greek.
Svätý Pavol hovorí o tejto myšlienke a hovorí, že ste vtedy ľuďmi, ak sa uvádza, že ste vlastne Božou prirodzenosťou a vtedy využívate rozum. Ľudia majú vzťah s Bohom a toto sa vlastne odzrkadluje aj synteticky vo filozofii.
In the modern times, this philosophical reason have another dimension that was also present in the Greeks, but not completely developed. And we can say this developed begin with the revolution of the modern sciences, with Galileo Galilei, that is one of the contemporaries of the Academy of the Popes.
Filozofii rozumu. Ale táto filozofia rozumu má trošku iný rozmer ako mala u Grékov. U Grékov nebola ešte dostatočne rozvinutá. Rozvíjala sa vlastne až v súvislosti s revolúciou v moderných vedách. A revolúciu v moderných vedách vlastne začal Galileo Galilei, ktorý pôsobil tiež v našej akadémii.
So today, to understand what is the status of the human being, man and woman, we need science We need the knowledge that comes from science, and this was the idea that half the Pope when founded the Academy.
V súčasnosti musíme chápať ľudskú bytosť ako človeka, ako muža, ako ženu. A na to potrebujeme aj vedu, vedecké poznatky. A to bolo vlastne podstatou toho, keď pápež založil našu akadémiu.
The science together in the modernity has shown and demonstrated that really they can find a truth about the nature of nature and about a very important part of the man, that is the body and the brain.
Súčasná veda ukázala, že môžeme nájsť a hľadať teda a nájsť pravdu. A pravda sa skrýva v tele človeka, v rozumu človeka.
And this is a fact, and the Catholic Church with the Academy proved this because follow all the development of the modern science. We can conclude that this development of the scientific research is one of the most important acquisitions that we have from the modernity.
Pokiaľ ide o modernú dobu, môžeme povedať, že tá vlastne pomohla. Vedecký výskum je tým tou dôležitou akvizíciou, ktorú získala katolícka cirkev. Je to vlastne fakt, je to hodnota, z ktorej môžeme vychádzať.
But we need to say also that together with this knowledge that comes from science, we have another knowledge, special for the human being, that can from a philosophical reflection. We can say that this philosophical reflection begins with Socrates, but there are a very long tradition and also in a development that have with the contact with the Christian revolution.
Môžeme povedať, že využívame tieto poznatky vedy, ale na druhej strane pre ľudí je veľmi dôležité, že vychádzame aj z filozofie. A filozofia sa začala vlastne Sokratom. Filozofia má oveľa dlhšie tradície a spoločne s poznatkami vedy je obrovským prínosom pre nás ľudí. A my vychádzame vlastne z týchto dlhých, ale aj kresťanských tradícií.
So the church tried to put together the knowledge that comes from sciences and the knowledge that comes from the self-interpretation that men have from himself.
Čiže cirkev vlastne vychádza z vedeckých poznatkov, ale zároveň vychádza zo seba interpretácie.
But it's very important to distinguish the different degrees of dimension epistemological, to not make confusion. And this is very important, and I understand that this is central also for philosophy, but it's central also for science. And work, in my experience through these years that I work very near together with the scientific people, I understand that if we have the approach, the correct approach epistemological, we can arrive and a real vision completely of the reality, especially for the human being.
Je dôležité rozlišovať určité dimenzie z hľadiska epistemologického. To znamená, že tým zabránime určitému zmetku, určitým nejasnostiam. Je to dôležité jednak pre filozofiu, ale aj pre vedecké odbory. Ja veľmi často spolupracujem s vedcami, preto vždycky hovorím, že je potrebné mať správny epistemologický prístup, pretože jedine v takom prípade sa potvrdí naša víza.
Of course, we need to avoid the easy concordism, but also we need to avoid to say that we have only of the knowledge of philosophy There are two knowledge, and of course there are three knowledge, because it's the knowledge of revelation that also have a role in the integration of our knowledge.
Musíme sa vyhnúť konštatovaniu, že máme v podstate buď len poznatky z filozofie alebo len poznatky z vedeckých disciplín. To znamená, že musíme vlastne integrovať aj tieto poznatky, ale zároveň aj objavy.
For example, the church has an idea today very clear that what is the criteria to say one person is dead, passing away. And this comes from the idea that comes from theology, but also from the idea that comes from science, for the physics taught. And today we say, and was the academy to propose this criteria, the death of the brain is the death of the person. But we know this for science. And we say the death is the separation of the soul from the body. But this is theological. But when is the separation? Is a knowledge that comes from science. And this comes from the academy to inform to the Holy Father. This is the criteria of the doctors. And the Holy Father, after the study, this could be a real criteria, accepted this. This knowledge that comes from science.
Keď hovoríme o cirkvi, tak panuje tu úplne jasná idea. Rozlišujeme medzi tým, čo je ideológia a medzi tým, čo prináša výsledky vedy. Napríklad problematika smrti. Kedy nastáva smrť? Smrť nastáva vtedy, keď odumiera mozog, alebo my hovoríme, že vtedy nastáva smrť, keď sa oddeluje vlastne duša od tela. Čiže keď hovoríme o smrti, z toho pohľadu, že ide o smrť mozgu, tak vychádza z vedeckých poznatkov, to znamená, že využívame poznatky akademickej obce. A v tomto smere samozrejme informujeme aj Svätého Otca, aby tieto vedecké výsledky zohradnil, aby sa používalo určité kritérium na stanovenie, kedy nastáva smrť, ale my hodnotíme smrť z toho pohľadu, že ide po oddelenie duše a tela.
Another example. The Pope Francis, but also the Pope Benedict, is very concerned about the situation of the climate change. He said climate change. A word about the situation of the global warming. In our land, and of course, the people say that the Pope wants to write a document about this. And it's clear that the Pope, when we speak about nature, the first thing that he say is nature is a creation of God, and we need to be stewards of the creation. And conserve the creation and develop the creation according to his natural law. And this knowledge comes from the revelation. But the book of Genesis and the other part of the revelation. But the concrete knowledge that today the situation is very concerned because there are this impossibility that the have a climate with stability and equilibrium, come this knowledge that say that maybe if we don't change the degree of our world can grow in three degrees, and this is a complication for all the system of the land. This knowledge that is the knowledge to promote the document of the Pope comes from science. This is the important to know that on one hand the knowledge that comes from the revelation, and the other hand the knowledge that comes from science.
Rovnako pápež František ako aj predchádzajúci pápež Benedikt venoval veľkú pozornosť
the same was that was right by Max Planck and Max Planck, two great scientists. Writing to the Pope, Max Planck to the Pope Pius XI, and Pius, Max Pius, writing to the Pope John Paul II. Both said in the end the same idea. We have this document. That's very nice. Please, I call to the Pope to conserve the academy and to conserve in the church the interest for science, because this knowledge of science is decisive to understand the nature, but also to understand the human being. Bishop.